Welcome, Kyoto Koto. Here we are, prep week, and it's crept up on us pretty quick. Seems to take forever to get here, and then all of a sudden it just rolls in. So we're into the deep of it. And as usual, Mike will give his little update about where he's at, and we'll generally shoot the shit on things related to that last prep week. And I'll give you my short and sweet, succinct prep week that's just started, because there's not a lot to it at the moment. So Mike, I'll let you kick off and tell us where you're at.
Cool. Well, you might notice I went the nice smooth look. I've had a haircut. I'm just trying to look young and fresh for the weekend, you know. So you can tell it's prep week because I'm tidying myself up a little bit, got rid of the beard and so on. I am really, really pleased with the way things have been going. I almost spontaneously messaged Kurt and just said, I'm wrapped, you know. Like, I've coached other people, so I know how to coach. But, you know, he says it's team next level. It is, you know, has been kind of next level for me, because I guess to some degree I wouldn't say I'm demanding. I'm trying to be as easy a client as possible, as good a client as possible, so he can be as good a coach as possible. But I guess I'm asking kind of sort of high level, you know, maybe slightly high level questions, or, you know, sort of higher expectations, I suppose, which he's fulfilling, you know, to a T. I have realised, you know, I can suffer, and I've put myself through some pretty tough times at different times of prep. But it's been really good to have just someone else who's really dispassionate going up, just 20 minutes extra cardio after training. And I'm sitting there on the bike going, oh, fuck this. I would have found a way to convince myself that that wasn't the best thing to do physiologically, and that I should do something else. But realistically, it's been gold, you know. And I was just sitting on the bike today because I've just finished, I guess, 3 days of depletion, and I started carbing up after my workout. I was sitting on the bike, and I just changed my mentality a little bit psychologically. From I'm sitting there on the bike suffering, going, man, it's been 3 hours since I've eaten. I've just done, you know, abs, glutes and calves. I've done a chest workout. I've done 20 minutes of posing, and now I'm sitting on the bike for 20 minutes. And previously I would have thought about being catabolic and, you know, how much muscle I've got to feed. But now I'm just going, man, how much fat am I burning? You know, these calories, I'm just sitting here burning fat, you know. And all right, it's the last, you know, the last day, I guess, before I start carving out. It's the last little bits of fat to come off, but every little bit counts, you know. And so I've been super impressed with the way everything's going. I mean, I've always said that, you know, I don't have the best natural tools as a bodybuilder. I've got reasonable structure, but I find it hard to build muscle. But, you know, I do have some skills, and that's, you know, suffering and analysing and working. So I've tried to kind of bring those to the table, and I did some posing yesterday after my back workout, and, man, I'm pretty lean. I mean, there's some bits to go. You know, my glutes aren't out and my lower back's still a little bit, but, man, there's some bits that are fucking shredded. And I was super dry and vascular, even though, you know, my water and my sodium are up through the week. So I'm just at a really good place. And I'm really excited to see how the carb up process goes, because I dropped a couple of kilos since check-in Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But that was just me flattening out even more. And then I've been consistent the last couple of days. So I guess I'm about as flat as I'm going to get. It was amazing how excited I could get about 250 grams of white rice. I made my meals last night for today, and I got it out this morning. I got out of the fridge and went, like, hey, check out this bowl of rice. I get to eat this after training. So kind of shows where my head's at with respect to the, you know, I've been really looking forward to those carbs. So historically, I've taken a long time to carb up. And I mean, I think in 2019, I had something like 850 grams on the first day and 650 on the second day, and I was about right middle of the third day. So I sent all that info over to Kurt. We're being relatively conservative, but we're carving up today and tomorrow, and then we'll sort of play it by ear. Nice. Play it by ear on Saturday to see if I need to kind of keep filling up or not. But look, if I can get myself, you know, That's a pretty good shot for me, I suppose. I'm just, if you can imagine just inflating that with, you know, an extra sort of 2 or 3 kilos of carbs and water inside the muscle, then, you know, I'm pretty excited to see what that might look like.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah, look, it's always about being a better version of yourself. And, you know, I'm already leaner than I've been before. I'm carrying probably more muscle than I have in the second half of my career. I've got a little bit of roundness and fullness in my muscles that I didn't have last year or the year before. So whether that's, you know, Kurt's sort of peri-workout nutrition, whether it's the fact that I started with a little bit more muscle before I started dieting or not, I don't know. But I'm sort of in a good place there. I'm leaner than I've been before. So if I can just get myself kind of nice and full, I'll present a really good version of myself. And then, like, a few people over the last few days are going, oh, good luck for the competition. And I kind of think to myself, well, the work's done. I mean, well, virtually, you know, step out on stage, the work's done. The luck comes in, is anybody else better going to turn up? So my good luck is no one else better turning up. And so therefore I can, you know, I can sort of place well or whatever. So, I was pretty flat, sort of getting through the days, the last sort of two or three days, as you'd expect. But every time I kind of think about doing it tough or what I'm eating or, you know, how I'm working, I kind of think about you, how many low-carb days you had and how many zero-carb days you had and that sort of thing. Because even, you know, depleting over the last couple of days, still 120 grams of carbs. I mean, it was mostly first thing in the morning and last thing at night. But, you know, getting through the day on very few carbs. And then I kind of think, well, fuck, you've done a lot tougher than that. So for me, I, you know, generally operate on high calories and high carbs. So for me, it was quite low. It was about 1,700 calories or so the last few days, which, you know, I still weigh 100 kilos or so. So that's not a lot of food. So I'm really looking forward to sort of eating up over the next few days and filling up and, you know, seeing what can happen, because there's a couple of days ago, my chest flattened out, and my chest is generally stays pretty full, but it flattened out. I did some posing and, oh my God, it's fucking gone. Everything's gone. My triceps have disappeared, you know. So if I can fill out those sort of bits, or fill out everywhere really, but just get a little bit of that balance back and, you know, and pump it up and, you know, see how it looks, get some good picks. And yeah, so in summary, I guess I feel like I'm in a better place than I've been at this stage. I'm super wrapped with everything that that Kurt's done. He's an amazing coach. He's been really responsive, really good, giving me some really good info. Not want to put any pressure on you, Kurt, but the proof's in the pudding now. You've got the next 3 days to get right. And so I've been doing check-ins every morning with him, and I imagine we'll kind of continue that and maybe do multiple on sort of Saturday to see how I'm looking. Sunday it is. So it's fantastic that show's going ahead. I just saw on the Instagram today that masks are compulsory for all participants, all athletes and spectators. So I did 20 minutes of posing today with my mask on, which is, you know, kind of annoying, but, you know, it's great to be able to have a show. So, you know, I'll wear a mask if I have to. Just got to, I guess, get one that matches my trunks or something, you know, something like that. So good times. I don't know. Is there anything else to say, really? That's training going well, eating going well, been really tired, but yeah, really excited about filling up and seeing what I can put on stage on Sunday. We're pretty pensive there, man. Are you still awake?
Yeah, just gonna say, you know, I've someone said, how are you today? And I said, I've got the dumb. I've got the dumb. And I really had, like, I can tell it's prep time because all I can hear is the noise in the background on your computer, and I'm like irritable as shit. And I'm like, you're definitely there where you need to be, Nate. So, you know, it's been a pretty long week. Smashed out extra training sessions that more than what we usually do. The body's flattened out like you. Interesting, you pointed out the chest. I was looking in the mirror and I had a bit of a fold under my chest. And I thought, fuck, I haven't got fatter. And I went, oh yeah, I've flattened out. And then when I posed like you, you know, I kind of looked and I was like, fuck, where's everything gone? You know, just compared to, you know, photos even 2 days ago where things were still kind of popping. I felt flat, but we looked at photos, I still looked like I had a bit of fullness. Today she definitely went the other way. And when I was talking to the staff at the gym, they were like, what is it like? And I'm like, the only thing I could really say how I feel is I feel like I just ate a bowl of hash cookies and I'm fucking going slow. I said,
but not in a good way.
I said, look, my brain's kind of still going okay. And when it comes to work stuff, I can think through stuff and work out, you know, do some good work, some left field stuff in that I need to, come up with some solutions, all those kind of things. But my body just feels like it's dragging behind me. You know, everything's really slowed down, and which is fine because we're depleting. And so did the check-in today. We're keeping food the same. So I only get, I think, 30 grams of rice flakes and 100 grams of rice with a training day. But we've pulled out 30 minutes cardio in the morning, 30 minutes cardio at night. That's gone now. So that was like a big tick. Yes, the cardio is out. We're getting closer. So that felt really good. Then I'm thinking tomorrow's my last weight session. And I'm like, yeah, I can tick that box. And then I know, you know, I'm a bloody dehydrated night's sleep and a couple of coats of tan away from being on stage. So in that respect, really positive. Just a bit sluggish and being kind of blown away by the level of support that people have provided. You know, even people that you don't know that well, but in the gym, they come up and they're genuinely interested in when you're going to compete and, you know, ask me every day how I'm going and how things are looking, how far out are you, you know, all those sort of things. And you know, it's been pretty humbling to have that, you know. So I've appreciated that from a learning perspective, that, you know, like in some weird way, you can be a bit of a, I don't know, whether it's inspiring or role modeling some behavior that, you know, people see you achieving something and they, you know, they actually genuinely sort of have some pride in, you know, and being associated with it or something. I don't know, it's weird, but I've enjoyed the level of support and very, very thankful to all the people that have supported me, family, friends, people in the gym. You know, so it's been really cool. Really excited now because Saves is coming with me to the show and my mum and dad are coming down the next day to watch as well, which, you know, I couldn't ask for more really than to have my parents and my boy wanted to come down. So went out and bought him some clothes to rock down in. So we've got some, we're going to have some fun.
Matching Olympia jumpsuits.
I was thinking we might both roll the Peaky Blinder hat, you know, the cap and, you know, rocking the. I went to buy him a full Adidas tracksuit, but they'd sold out. I was going to get him a, you know, like either red or a blue
full. You're not going to put him in a SPM t-shirt and give him a video camera. So, you know,
I'll give him a camera, but knowing him, he'll be wearing his MMA gears. Today he was rolling in a Honey Badger MMA, and usually he's got his Caesars MMA top on or an Allegiance Jiu-Jitsu. So, I mean, that's his thing, and he represents them, you know, but if I threw him a t-shirt, he'd definitely wear it. So we'll see. I think you guys are going to live stream from what I heard. Heard anything about that?
Sounds like the kind of thing that NZ Off People would do, though. You know?
Yeah.
They like your live stream, so.
If someone does have that, can you flick the details, DM us or fire it onto our page somewhere? Let us know where the live stream's at, because that'd be really cool. Because when I'm lying around, I just check the running order and I'm pretty much last on stage for everything. So I could just be sitting back watching some of my friends, including Mr. Tab and Mrs. Tab, on stage down in Christchurch. So, and also Leisha from my gym is heading down there with her partner Aiden. So they'll be competing down there. So it'd be kind of cool to you know, keep an eye on you guys, see how you're going while we're doing our thing up here in the North Island. So, yeah. So that's kind of it. I think really kind of excited about the carb loading process and that, because I not even because of the food, because I don't know what the hell we're doing. I decided when Jordan told me to cut cardio, in my head I was like, I need to keep doing cardio. I need to be so peeled. I've just got to keep doing it. And then I went, fuck off, trust your coach. And I messaged him and I went, okay. I messaged him and went, bro, this is the moment that I've actually had to go, you know, fuck what you think, listen to your coach and trust the process. And, you know, again, like as he always does, fire back some real positive feedback and that. And it was like, cool, you know, like you know, I am confident. And so you know, I'll listen. So I didn't ask whether we're going to carb load a short carb load, a longer one, back load into, or what we're going to do. I just thought, I'm just going to check in every day and whatever pops up, that's what we're doing today, fellas. Mm. So, you know, I subcontracted out the thinking on this one, and I'm maximizing use of that at the moment by doing zero thinking when I don't have to. So
I was thinking about that today, and you know, aside from the technical knowledge that Kurt's given me and the extra just go and do this, and it's, you know, it's not significantly harder than what I would have done on myself, but it is harder and it is more just cut and dried. Just that whole not having to think.
Yeah.
Just that whole, like, just do as you're told, not second guessing, should I be doing this, should I be doing that? Because like I said, I would have convinced myself to do something different.
Yeah, cool.
Probably in the end easier, or in some way, you know, better for me, but not necessarily for my condition. So
it's fantastic
to just be able to go, I'll just do as I'm told.
I think I do the opposite. I think I would push myself too hard and not get the benefit of being fresh and being full, and probably come in with a more stringy looking physique. So I just kept the cardio going, kept the volume up, kept the food down, and then did a really late last minute carb load, really light, and come in looking flat. So
that's exactly what I did in 2019.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was my fallback, was to just push, you know, go harder,
push, yeah.
And I still believe that, but there's just been times in this prep, the last few days, because I've had extra abs, glutes and calves to do every day, I've had two set posing sessions to do a day, I've got my post-workout cardio, and I spent 2 hours at the gym today. And, you know, I wouldn't do that on principle if I wasn't being told to, but like I said, near the end, I was going, man, how much fat am I burning? Shit, this cardio at the end, like, I'm burning, I'm shredding off, you know?
I'm really loving being in the gym. Like, I go in there and, like, I'll go in early, go and have a yarn, have a pre-workout, talk to people while I'm waiting for that to kick in. Fuck, I've been there 3/4 hour before I even start. Then I train, do my training, have a yak, go and do some posing, have a yarn to people while I'm posing, then go and do some cardio, and then say goodbye to everyone on the way out and think,
yeah, which would be nice. I've got kids.
I know.
And I'm still trying to keep up the rehab stuff. I had a deep tissue rub yesterday. I had the osteopath today.
Yeah.
Just to try and kind of keep things free and moving. I mean, they're doing some work on trying to get the scapulars mobilizing so I can do a better lat spread and so on, but it's slow going. There's a lot of gristle and shit sort of locking everything up in the back there. I think it's
I've been getting dry needling and cupping. I stopped the cupping because obviously you don't want that inflammation or that, you know, but had my last dry needling session today, and it was really interesting because, you know, like you, I'd struggled in the with the lat spread, and there's still a few things that's not great about it, but I sent a shot off and got some feedback saying it was one of my stronger poses. And honestly, at the start of this prep, I didn't think I was going to be able to do a lat spread.
Mm.
So, you know, like to have see that progress within, you know, the progress in terms of the physique, I've had a massive increase in mobility through the shoulder and flexibility, and it's kind of
no-brainer. For the same amount of muscle, you've got an extra inch on either side of your lats. Yeah. Like, it's a no-brainer. How long could you work in the gym and eat and train to try and put an inch on either side of your lats? Dry needling or some deep tissue.
Right. There you go. That was some real wisdom from two guys that can barely...
From the old guys who are trying to keep it together.
Yeah, but hey, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Can't wait to get on stage. We'll try and live stream some stuff to people. And hey, guys, give us your updates from the shows. If you're at different shows, keep us in the loop. Keep it posted. Get that social media going so everyone can... That, you know, particularly those that are in Auckland, Hamilton, that can't get out due to, you know, lockdown restrictions. Give them some footage. You know, share the results, so keep people in touch with our sport, because, you know, that's how we're going to grow it. And hopefully 2022 is going to be a really, really good year, you know, all things, you know. So keep everyone on the loop, and we will see you when we're carved up, tanned up, and looking.
Yeah.
Good times. Take care.
Thanks,
people.
Everybody.